The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Stop doing it.
Yeah, I think what's happened is they said our podcast introductions were lacking vim, vigor, Matt. So they've got some work money to help. They said, can you build up, they said, the intro to the podcast? Because it doesn't really do the high-octane actual content that much justice, because we just sort of do this. And they said, can you build it up? So what we did, we hired some builders. So in the background, you'd probably hear that, some drilling now and some sawing and stuff. And that's them building up the intro to the podcast. So we're just, they're kind of taking care of that.
Yeah, it's looking quite good.
It is looking quite good, isn't it? I'm not sure, one of those dovetail joints has gone a bit off, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of MDF involved.
There is. But yeah, it's certainly better than it normally is, I would say, judging by... Oh, that started, that's the saw. Yeah, that's the circular saw now, so you can tell now that they really are... Yeah. Oh my God, Dave's cut his hand off. Somebody call a bit... Oh, he's dead, never mind, just carry on. So the podcast... intro. What this is a podcast. If you're not familiar with the term, it's where we sort of pod the cast of the least worst bits of it, isn't it? So,
yeah.
What it does essentially is give you the chance not to listen to the programme at any time, not just when you don't want to. That's what I always think.
Yeah.
It's like the iPlayer, but sort of backwards. So rather than what this does really is make the missable even more missable.
Right, yeah.
So some of the chaff news that's made it in there, I think, this week. A couple of headline hijacks. Dave's more or less carnal love for Justin Bieber, because as we know, Dave went to see Justin Bieber at the O2, didn't he?
And his mum took him,
and he had to wait around, didn't he, for 2 hours. Dave was all crying and that, because he had to miss the end, because he had to get up early for the breakfast show. So that's in there. Jude Law this week, of course. The under-resourced studio, which Justin Bieber actually came in at Dave's request to finish his gig for his thought for the day for Satanists. And John Kennedy Jimmy Jammying a listener. And obviously big stories around today, a lot of big stories in the news. The headlines today, processed meat, early death link. That's a pretty big story today. Sausages, ham and bacon and other processed meats appear to increase the risk of dying young. There's a study out today that says that. David Cameron has said that the coalition will hold firm on the economy. Changing course on that economy will plunge the UK back into the abyss, David Cameron says. And there will be a cull of half of the UK's deer, according to scientists. So what we've chosen to focus on is the fact that it's National Cereal Day. And we know this, not because we've checked, but because on the way into the building this morning, Matt quite literally walked into a honey monster.
Yeah.
That's not a euphemism.
No.
He actually walked into the honey monster off of Sugar Puffs.
He was just outside.
He was actually... And did you not think that was a bit odd?
It was a bit
initially.
Odd, yeah.
Did you think, I'm being mugged by a honey monster? What did you...
He's a big hairy animal, you know, it's quite weird.
Yeah, but you know, so is Rich Walters.
Nice. Yeah,
so,
well, that's true. Yeah.
So is our boss, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm sort of used to that first thing in the morning. But I gave him a little hug as well. He's a lovely little character.
So, one minute he's a big hairy animal, now he's a lovely little character. You just flipped.
Looks scary, but it's heart of gold.
Heart of gold. It's heart of puff.
Heart of, yeah, honey, a honey-like heart of gold.
Oh. So it's National Cereal Day. What is that? What even happened on National Cereal Day?
I haven't got a clue.
No, me either.
It's a hashtag, apparently, National Cereal Day. Well, I don't suppose you just eat cereal.
Is that it? so we just celebrate
it.
As a nation, we celebrate cereal, apparently. That's what we do today. So, non-specific, you know, go out and celebrate cereal. But you know how we're going to celebrate cereal? We're going to do it with a rubbish pun-based texting.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
So Mr. Kellogg would have wanted.
It is what Mr. Kellogg, when he first tossed his golden flakes of corn, he probably thought, one day, the 20th most listened to breakfast programme in the country will come up with some sort of lame pun-based texting based upon my work.
Texting. I don't even know what texting is.
It's not even invented yet. It's not invented yet, but when it is, that's what it will be. So that's what it is. It's the lame pun-based texting of cereals and music this morning. Cereals and music this morning. Let me, I'll give you an example.
Go on.
You met the honey monster. Sugar Puffs Daddy.
Oh, nice.
That's my example.
Yes.
Here's another example for you. Corn flakes, but with a K.
Oh, nice. That's good. Good. Yeah. How about shredded Wheatus?
No, good. Good. Nice. Yeah.
Special KLF.
Good. Damien Ricicles.
And nine Black Alpen.
Muesli. So 1896 for yours. Have you got another one? Just another example that you're itching to get away?
I don't want to give too many away. I think we should see what they can come up with.
Okay, 839.
No.
Yeah, nicely got out of, though. Cocoa Pops will eat themselves.
Yeah.
Thank you. What do you mean? That deserves more than just a yeah. I'll do that again. I want a better reaction than that. Cocoa Pops will eat themselves. Sarcastic games.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And then from 7, John Hillcox here in a gimp outfit.
Good evening, it is 7 o'clock. This is the XFM Evening Show with John Hillcox. Unashamedly dressed in a wet suit. Don't laugh. It's not a joke. If that's the kind of thing that gets you excited, as it does me,
it's not.
Then it's worth going to check out a really good website called JohnHillcoxLizardWizard.com. Wow.
Yeah, it's not. Doesn't turn us on, John. You look sick.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
I'm John Holmes, XFM Breakfast. Good morning. Bowl of puns, then. It's National Cereal Day, apparently. So who knew? So we wanted music and cereal from you this morning on the rubbish pun texting idea. So this is coming from Paul in Epsom. He's straight in with... You're like this, Matt. Just right, said Fred.
Oh, that's very good.
Just right, said Fred. Oat so simple minds, says James.
That's good.
Fleet Frosties. hashtag bowl of fun. This is good, isn't it?
Wow, this is very good.
This lucky charmsing man.
This is going very well.
Golden Graham Coxon.
Nice.
Damon Albran.
Of course. I like this.
Stuart.
Kellogg in the name of.
Oh, yes.
Hall and Porridge Oats, says James in Kingston. Of Honey Monsters and Men.
Pop-Tart Garfunkel.
Pop-Tart
Garfunkel. Tom in Chelmsford.
So much as his, but Justin Bieber that Dave likes, he's a Pop-Tart. I think he means you, Dave. Shredded Wheat Are Scientists.
Freddy
Dead in
Breck Mercury.
Oh,
Freddy
God. Breck
Mercury. Iggy Coco Pops. Mark in Blackfriars.
Davey Uxbridge. Biffy Cheerio. These are good. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Hashtag bowl of puns. This morning.
Lawrence in Potter's Bar. All Brandon Flowers.
It's good. It's good. Someone here says, lovely, XFM's playing all my favourite songs this morning. Also, I think I have a little crush on Matt.
Oh, that's nice.
That's from Den in Barking. Which not.
Morning, Den.
It's not from Den. It's from Busy Rascal on Twitter. good. Note, by the way, bed music there of Tori Amos's Cornflake Girl. Yeah. We don't just throw this together, Matt. That's called production.
Yeah.
That's what that's called right there. Not only are we playing that because it's a good song, but also, of course, on the front of the album, she suckled a pig, didn't she, fans? Do you remember that? Suckled a pig. If you've never seen that, Google Tori Amos and pig. You'll see what I mean. Suckling a pig, Titi.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Time then for Headline Hijack. It's 7:15, by the way. XFM Breakfast, I'm John Holmes. 83936 at XFM on Twitter, hashtag headline hijack. I know you know how it works, but just in case, hello if you're a new listener, hello. And I know there are some. Let me explain how it works. You feed us a fake news story, as of now, and we will put one into the 7 o'clock news. It will be read as though it were real. It will be nestling, curled up all warm in between actual proper news stories. And thus, the people whose alarms go off at 7, the first thing they hear is the news, and of course, being the news, they believe it. So, technically, what happens is they go to work, they go about their day believing a lie perpetrated by you. If it is your lie, you get 100 free iTunes music downloads. It is that simple. 83936 then for yours. Feed us your fake news story now. You've got 15 minutes to do so. They might be along the lines of Matthew.
Job centres in London will now be open 24 hours a day. just a simple one.
Just that.
Simple idea. Yes,
another
it's
simple,
happening.
Another simple one here. The throne room of Buckingham Palace is now available for private hire parties.
There might be a bit of a stain on it, though, eh?
What, where the Queen's gastroenteritis came out?
Yeah. Followed through.
Yeah, she's... I think you just said, actually, live on radio, that the Queen did a follow-through, Matt. I think that's what you actually said there.
Sorry, Mom.
Yes, sorry,
please,
Mom.
Don't put me in the tower.
If you did do a follow-through, it was a clean one.
Yeah, that's clean.
Speaking of toilets, you will now have to pay to use public toilets with a new token system. These can be purchased from most newsagents. You simply go in and ask for either a number one or number two token, and you'll be charged accordingly.
And it's been announced new plans to sort of jazz up the health lottery. You will now be able to win plastic surgery on the Natalie Cassidy fronted lottery system on Channel 5.
In an effort to fight canine obesity, many animal welfare groups are campaigning to put a stop to dogs in handbags. Katie Price is preparing to fight the ban by leading a protest with her and what's that woman? What's that woman who does it? The other one? The American one.
Oh,
with the
Paris
one in the nude sex
Hilton.
Video. Yeah,
Paris
her.
Hilton.
They're both down at Westminster today leading a protest against the anti-dog handbag people. That's what they've chosen to call them. Anti-dog handbag people. It's very catchy.
Yeah.
Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Taken at Euston in 2010, the government's investing £2 billion into virtual apprenticeships. School leavers will be able to learn a trade using their Xbox Kinect as part of the plans. Work and Pensions Secretary Ian Duncan-Smith is making the announcement later on Xbox Live. Justin Bieber's done an Axl Rose.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast, and welcome to XFM, the actor and man Jude Law. Hello.
How are you?
The actor and man.
That's you, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm a man.
Yeah, well, I'd noticed that. It was the first thing I noticed when I came in, if I'm honest. I also noticed you're eating a cupcake. Is it a cupcake? Is that fair to call
it
that?
It was a reward.
Is it?
I was given. It's got a... Look, it came in a little box saying thank you.
Thank you. What
it
is
was
it?
Delicious, and I'm embarrassed to say it's red velvet, and I know what red velvet is.
That is embarrassing, isn't it?
We were just talking about the fact that cupcakes...
Yeah.
Are so damn popular now.
They are. They're all the rage,
aren't
they?
What's that all about?
I don't know. I don't know when it started. I can't... Because at school, you know, you'd make a cake, when you're fairy cake.
Well,
school,
you'd
take
would,
it home, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you take one home, or I just remember them mostly at birthday parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a special occasion. Now, we're just drowning in
two
them.
To a penny, aren't they?
Yeah.
To a penny. Is that a nice one, or is that a bit...
It's really good.
Is it?
Actually.
It's cream
good.
Cheese, isn't it, in the red velvet.
You see what I mean?
Well, see, everyone knows it.
Right, this is, yeah, yeah. See, the problem is with Matt,
see,
right?
You haven't even tasted it, and you
know
what
the icing is like. Jude, let me tell you something.
Ooh. Oh, is that cream cheese?
Let me tell you something about Matt Dyson, right? if there's a freebie to be had, he will get it. So by saying that, he's going to get drowned in these himself. They're going to just bombard him with
PR
it.
PR people love a cupcake as well, yeah.
I think it's an easy gift.
Yeah. Jude, let's, I mean, it's obvious to say let's talk about the film, but I'm sort of tempted to just talk about cakes now. Because it's just
let's
kind of,
just talk about
let's
cakes.
Talk about cakes.
The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Honestly, what is your favourite topping?
My favourite topping on a cake? Well, that is a good question, and I'm going to go for sprinkles. It's a simple but effective classic. The sprinkles
do you know
on a cake.
What I haven't had for a while? Are those? What? Do you remember those little silver balls that are edible, kind of edible, because then you
I know,
crunch
I know
them.
Exactly what you
and
mean.
Part of you feels like your teeth splintered.
Get this as a story. So my wife, when she was a child, right, had a lump on her foot that was just like a cyst or something. It was on her ankle, right? And she had it for a couple of years and then eventually had it removed, but was convinced for those 2 years that because she'd put
one of them.
Yeah, she'd put one of those silver balls up her nose as a child and it had disappeared. And she was convinced it had travelled all the way down to her ankle and that's what it was.
If it had been, would she have eaten it?
Yeah, I think she probably would. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I think she'd have gone for it, yeah. Yeah.
She would have kept it.
She put
a little jar.
Yeah. Little do you know, I put it on your cupcake.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to eat mine.
I wouldn't if I were. Listen, I've seen your film. The research is basically...
Come on, Anne, what do you think?
Do you know what? And I'm going to... I know you're here in front of me, so I've got to be polite. But I'm going to say to you, it's the best thing I've seen you in. And I mean that. I thought it was fantastic. And do you know what? I didn't know anything about it.
But that's the way we got to push this one.
Yeah,
because
I completely
there
agree.
Are lots of twists and turns.
Absolutely.
And Steve Soderbergh, the director, wanted it to be in the sort of world of those great Hitchcock, Double Indemnity type thrillers, where where you go in expecting one thing, and it really does have a twist in it that I don't think anyone will ever see coming.
No one.
And then once that's happened, yeah, there are lots.
It's amazing that you're a ghost at the end as well. I'm not. So no one saw that coming.
Don't give it away.
Just giving it away, haven't I? Spoiler alert. Is it weird going, but because you've seen it on the page, you've acted in it.
Yeah.
Is it then, the first time you sit down and watch it, is it like a kind of completely different thing to what you're expecting?
I mean, I can only speak for myself, but when you're in it, you can never really see it as a proper audience member,
yeah,
because you're looking at it with memory of making it, you know, and sure, more often than not, I don't know anyone who's particularly comfortable with seeing themselves. You're always...
Come on.
I bet you could name names. I bet there are people. Come on, Jude. You, come on. There are people who just can't get enough of watching themselves on screen. The worst
thing is...
I'm
thinking Clooney.
I'll be honest, I'm thinking Clooney.
He probably watches old ERs on E4.
Clooney, I reckon.
Poor George.
I love him, but...
I love George, too.
That's what he does.
You're an actor that's not doing the face hair. Affleck.
And
all the beards now.
Well, to be honest, I seem to have one. I had one over the last couple of years. I did a play in the summer, not last year, the year before. I had a huge beard for that.
Yeah.
And then I just did one with a moustache. And last year I did one with huge sideburns and a moustache, a kind of Lemmy type. Yeah.
Wolverine.
Oh, mate, it was, my kids literally made me pick them up from round the corner. It was one of those haircuts. Like, Dad, don't come to the school gate looking like that. Also, I just turned 40 and I'm trying to look as young as possible
That's the trick, isn't it? I know it's
what I've realised completely. Yeah. It's weird, in my 20s I was always growing stubble, trying to look like, you know, a bit older than I was.
Trying to get into
your 40s, you immediately start shaving clean every morning. I am still young.
It's a good technique. Jude Law, you're saying young tips now we're on. Yeah, we've done cakes, now we're on young tips. Now we're on sort of, grooming.
I like it.
I would pitch that. Grooming with Jude Law. That's a programme waiting to happen.
Brackets,
a reality
not
show.
Not that kind.
Disclaimer. <I'm twist.
laughs> Probably one for Channel 4 late night, I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you stay? Are you happy to stay?
I've got food, I've got cupcake.
It's fine, hang around.
I can survive.
Jude Law, I like survive.
Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Just before the news there, we were in the chaff news. We discovered that the average woman, according to this celebrity app thing, looks like a cross between Christine Bleakley and Natalie Cassidy. The average man looks like Ollie Murs, apparently. I don't really know what Ollie Murs looks like, if I'm brutally honest with you, so that doesn't really help me. But if he looks like an average man, and he is an amalgam of the two men in front of me, one of which is Dave, the other of which is Matt, then I'll be honest, Ollie Murs must be the ugliest man alive. That's all I can think. With an unkempt beard. So we got the... Dave, of course Dave's done this. Dave's got Celebrity App and downloaded it. He's got quite excited by this, he's just done my face to find out who I look like, and we're going to do Matt's face now as well. So what news from you, Dave? What have we got on the celebrity app then? Who,
what do you want to know?
I want to know what I look like on it, because you've done you've photographed my face,
yeah,
and sent it off to your celebrity app in the sky.
Yeah.
Who am I like?
Steve Jobs.
What? I don't look anything like Steve Jobs. I don't have a beard or glasses for a start.
I know, it was...
He was like thinning on top though, wasn't he?
Shut up. So, moving on to... Yeah, but he was thinning at the front, man. Much to the back. Leave me alone, come on. Yeah, so let's have a look at Matt's
photo. It's a strange one to pick, isn't it?
Really?
Don't come too close.
Come on. Okay. Who's he? Who? Matt's doing a bit of a sultry look there. Are you trying to look like Christine Bleakley?
From Sebed Eyes.
That was Christine Bleakley's sex face you were doing there, wasn't it?
It's processing.
Is it? Okay, who have we come on? Who's he got? Yeah, we're going to have to do you as well, Dave, don't you know that? Takes a while, this, doesn't it?
Shane Phelan.
Who?
Was he in Westlife?
He was.
I look like Steve Jobs and you look like one of Westlife.
Yes, no, I do look a bit like Shane Phelan.
What?
Westlife.
Show me this. Yeah.
Look, it's that guy, John. He's that guy.
You don't look at...
It's because I did my sultry face.
It must be that, yeah. I don't know. Wow. This celebrity app really works well.
It does. Yeah,
I don't think. How come I got Steve Jobs and you got someone out of a boy band? I'm not having this. This is ludicrous. Have you done your own face, Dave?
No. Shall I?
Go yeah, on, go on then. Yeah.
Right, flip, on. Reverse it.
Yeah. Do it. Do you want to do it? Yeah, go on.
Are we going to do this live?
Well, it seems that we are now, doesn't it? We've committed ourselves to this, yeah, to this slightly tedious link.
Got to be in that hole, have you?
Go on then. Dave's doing the face of a clown or something. I don't know what he's doing there.
He looks crazy.
This better come back as Ronald McDonald or something. Or that sinister clown from It. Come on then, Dave. Who do you look like?
Here we go.
Gareth Barry. Manchester City's
what?
Very own Gareth Barry.
What?
Footballer.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I guess that. The clue is in Manchester City, but I don't know what he looks like, obviously.
Wow.
Shall I show me?
Yeah,
a strange choice.
You know, he looks like a thug, Dave.
Yeah.
yeah, no, that's interesting. I think Matt won that.
He did, yeah.
Yeah,
just,
I'm a bit disappointed
that.
About
yeah,
the whole
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good. All right, fair enough.
I endorse that app.
I don't endorse that app. I don't look like Steve Bloody Jobs. Thank you.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So on a Friday around this time, what we like to do now is go gathering nuts in May. Not nuts in May, but it's nuts in May if nuts in May was lazy PR. Working at XFM, as you'd imagine, we get bombarded, really, all week with PR opportunities from PR companies and marketing companies offering us various guests, tickets to things, stuff. And 99% of it is ill-targeted, it's fair to say. I think, essentially, we just get it forwarded on from, I don't know, Capital's inbox, I don't know what. Clearly, the PR people involved don't listen to this programme. So on a Friday, what we like to do is round up all the inappropriate stuff we literally wouldn't touch with any kind of pole, let alone a barge one, and give you a little roundup of what we like to call lazy PR. This is a really good one. This is. Where is it? Here it is. I've got it here. This is an email we got. And this one, in the subject line, it said, diary notice, diary notice, diary notice, in capital letters. That was going to grab my attention, which, of course, it did. And then I clicked on it to open it, thinking, this will be interesting. I wonder what fantastic offer this is going to be for the programme.
Did it have one of those little red exclamation marks in the email as well to make it look like it's important?
Absolutely.
High priority.
High priority.
Yeah.
Clicked on it, said, experts warn 12 years to plug our pothole problem.
That has got my attention. It could mean anything.
Well, and then underneath it says 18th annual local authority road maintenance survey news. Wow. It reveals our roads are in a worse state than ever. David Weeks, the...
Oh, God.
David Weeks, the director of Asphalt Industry Alliance... will be available via ISDN to talk to your programme on the 14th of March. So, essentially, if we'd wanted him, a man could have gone and talked about tarmac. I don't know why we didn't go for that.
You're off next week. Such a shame, because we could have
got that in,
yeah.
Couldn't we? He'd have been better than James McAvoy, wouldn't he? What do you think? Wow, that's good. What have you got? What did you get sent?
Talisa launches third collection for Bank Fashion.
She does everything, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. I don't remember the first or the second one, to be honest with you, John.
No, they passed me by, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Hi, Dave. Pop star and X Factor judge Talisa exclusively launches her third collection for fashion retailer Bank Fashion today. Please find attached a press release image. Do you know what? The cheek of it. They don't actually even offer up Talisa as a potential interviewee, so you can't even chat to Talisa.
Well,
so I don't really know what they're trying to get from this.
No, well, did they send us anything? Did they send us any of Talisa's outfits for us to wear on the programme?
No.
Well, that's the worst. That's just...
They've offered up nothing, really.
Ridiculous. Still, it's better than the countdown to National Apprenticeship Week, which is beginning. I don't know whether you know, it's the 6th annual National Apprenticeship Week. Excuse me. It's led and coordinated by the National Apprenticeship Service. It will take place on the 11th to 15th of March. And it's going to be the biggest and best yet, Dave, apparently.
Good.
Dear John, would you like interview and filming? Again, how lazy is that? They don't even know how the radio works, Dave. How lazy is this? Interviews and filming available with David Way. He's the chief executive of the National Apprenticeship Service. Or Jane Bolton. She's the chief operating officer of Employee and Apprentice Case Studies. If you're interested in discussing our planning requirements in advance of the week, then do get in touch.
That's good.
Let me just have a look at that.
Yeah. There's another one down here for the TNT Travel Show, which wants you, John, to alert your readers about this event.
Again, it's not how the radio works, is it? Not how the radio works. Lazy PR. That's good. Now, a regular one that we get nearly... if you've heard this Lazy PR feature before, you'll know for the last 3 or 4 weeks, we have been offered, quote, money can't buy diversity tickets, right, to see diversity. I'm not sure even what that is. But anyway, hi, John. You don't appear to have replied yet to my to the 3 emails I've sent you about the fantastic prize giveaway we're offering. It's a completely exclusive. Cheese strings have set up a one-time-owned cheese strings.
Persistent.
Cheese strings are basically sponsoring diversity. That's what that is. And we've got tickets, John. Your listeners would love the tickets. And, of course, last week, the week before, we pointed out that, no, they wouldn't. But then, do you know what? Last week, a text came in from someone. Didn't put a name on it, actually. A text came in from someone with their phone number saying, what did it say? Have you got the text there? It said, here it is. Look. Here it is. No name on it. It said, John, I'll take the diversity tickets. Ashley Banjo... what's that? Is blimmin' beautiful, it says that. So, anyway, it was a text, and we've got the number. Yeah. So what I thought we'd do is because we've got the diversity, because we've offered them. And no one the hell wants them, so why don't we just call whoever this is and find out. If I dial the number...
What is it? O-O-7-7...
No, I wouldn't read it out on air, John.
Is that not the done thing?
No, don't read the number out.
I was off the day that they said we couldn't do that.
Go on.
Hang on. Right, it's ringing. Put it through to the desk.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who's that?
It's Joe.
Hello, Joe. This is John here from XFM. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Joe. How are you?
This was totally weird. I'm listening to you.
Hi. Isn't it weird? Yeah. Well, the reason I'm ringing is because last week you texted us during our lazy PR feature, and because someone had offered us diversity tickets.
Yes, I did.
And you texted in going, I'll take them.
I did see that.
Joe, one question. What the hell's wrong with you?
Do you know what? It's Ashley Banjo. It's not cool, but he's the most beautiful man in the world.
Oh, it's
Ashley Banjo.
Ashley Banjo. Is he Mumford & Sons? They play him.
No, I know. I really dislike Mumford & Sons. It's definitely not them.
Okay.
But I do like Ashley Banjo, and I know it's not cool. I love... Everyone else, I basically have 2 pictures on my desk. One is Pete Doherty and one is Ashley Banjo.
Joe, you're really weird, aren't you? What the hell is wrong, honestly? Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, apology accepted. But you know what? I've got a little gift for you.
Have you?
I've got you the tickets to diversity.
Oh my god, I love you.
And the reason for that is because literally no one else wants them in the world, Joe. I mean, we don't even know what it is, I'll be honest with you.
You are awesome. You are literally the best people ever.
Thank you. You've got basically a one-time only event with diversity, the winners of Britain's Got Talent. Pair of tickets. You're going to see them at the Peacock Theatre in London, and you're going to see them perform. It's a VIP event. It's not open to the public. You're going, basically, Joe, and you can do what you like with Ashley Banjo. You can play whatever part of him you want. Joe, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
You rock my world. Thank you so much. You are actually brilliant.
Thank you, Joe. You freak.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bastille and Blur on the way, plus a performance from Diversity.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Jude Law, XFM. What music do you like? That's someone who asked you that.
I like all sorts, you know. I've been a massive reggae fan for years.
Okay.
There's a shop in New York called Miss Lily's, which buys in old Studio One and old reprints of singles from back in the day. I love collecting those. But recently, I quite like, you know, keeping up to speed with contemporary music. I'm a big fan of Unknown Mortal Orchestra. I think they're good.
Okay.
I really like that single, Best of Friends, by Palmer Violet. So I've just got the album, so I'm kind of getting... I'm a massive Nick Cave fan.
Okay.
His new album's brilliant.
Yeah, no.
I'm also fortunate enough to have a... a very musical 16-year-old son who kind of keeps me up to speed.
I was going to ask you this: is that how that works? Yeah,
yeah. Listen to this, and then he'll do things like. He'll come to me and go, there's this great album I just checked out, Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah.
yes, funny.
I have actually. Yeah.
I've got it on vinyl. What's vinyl?
Yeah. No, he likes vinyl.
That's good.
Good.
I agree.
Because,
you know, the kids now.
But if you think about it, when a generation that's used to having no material ownership of a band. When they look at, sit them down and say, look at this, and suddenly they're, photos and typeface and information and, I mean, the whole, that's my memory of it, sitting on a bus holding them like you owned, you know, it was like you owned a piece of the band.
Staring at the album covers,
picking
hours.
Every little bit out of them.
And trying to draw trying to copy the
logos and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was much more of a kind of, an intimate relationship that you felt like you were in the group, what I mean?
And I had you know that look that if you're into heavy metal like I was, that was the sort of biker's jacket. I was too young to have a motorbike, but I had a biker's jacket and a cut-off sleeve denim over it.
Do you remember that?
And with my own pens, I'd written, copying the logos, I'd written Marillion and Saxon on the back. And it was rubbish.
Coloured it in.
Oh, yeah. Totally coloured in. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you sort of did that as well, yeah? Well, growing up...
I'll be honest with you, mate, I didn't have the old cut-off sleeve.
Oh, God.
I wish I could say I did.
You've gone so down in my estimation.
Really sorry.
I liked you up until this moment.
Sorry.
I really don't now.
I did have my leather jacket, though, of course.
Tassels?
You didn't.
No.
Oh,
come on!
God, no. I was square, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah. What was your first gig?
Oh, God.
It's always embarrassing.
Yeah,
isn't
come
it?
On then. Well, the first thing I was ever taken to as a child by my mum and dad was Leo Sayer.
Oh, yes.
Top that.
That's good.
I can beat that. Okay. I see your Leo Sayer and I raise you.
If anyone asks, I technically say Iron Maiden, 1985,
right,
Birmingham.
That's
Logan,
a good one.
Which is a good one. But it was really 1983, the kids from Fame at the NEC.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I've just said that out loud.
Yeah,
you just trumped me too.
Didn't I?
And it's... Take something to Trump, Leo Sayer.
Do you speak French, Jude Law? You do, don't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Because at the beginning
of
the film...
live there.
I know they do. Yeah, I've done that. But I don't stalk them.
That's not what I'm saying.
Wow, that'd be weird.
I know they do.
Wow,
where they live.
Whoa, I know. I've got their address and photos.
They've lived there about 20 years, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm by no means fluent.
Because you've got a French honorary thing as well, haven't you?
I was made a... You're the first person to ever ask me this. I was a... I was knighted in France.
That's
made
right.
A chevalier.
Yeah.
Chevalier.
Of France. I know. Yeah. I was expecting you to
arrive here. Incredibly good taste of French.
Arrive here. Like you on a horse or something.
What's wrong?
Doesn't it just...
I want you in armour.
Yeah.
I want a horse.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Excellent breakfast, Jude. Thank you so much for coming in.
Lovely
what a lovely pleasure. What a lovely man. I'm saying that because he's still here when he's gone on flight.
FM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And Noel Gallagher reckons the return of David Bowie proves old acts reuniting to play the hits is not the way forward. He's told XFM it's great to see a classic artist doing something new rather than rehashing old stuff.
Well, it's incredible. The morning that we all woke up and heard the news that this single had been released the night before, you don't get moments like that in the music business anymore. It's incredible. It's like, how do you make a record without nobody knowing? Was he doing it under his duvet, on his laptop and not telling his missus?
He was talking to us at the big Comic Relief gig at Wembley Arena last night. Very good talker, isn't he? Someone should get him to do a radio show with Russell Brand again.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe during the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs later this month.
That should perhaps go on a station, a really good station, like XFM or something.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, is it?
They should
think about that.
They should do that. They should do it live as well, so everyone
live
panics while it's going on.
This is crazy talk.
Yeah.
This will never happen.
Yeah, never
happen. Just a dream.
You know, it'd be worth putting a little camera as well on Ofcom's bottom just to see what happens during that whole recovery sort of thing.
Has Ofcom got a bottom?
Yeah. They adjudicate out of it a lot of the time. Good morning, Ofcom. Hello.
It'll be squeaking later this month.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Time to play Call of Duty Black Ops 2 on the radio. On the telephone to play, who texted the word win and his name picked at random. Hello, Tom.
Hiya.
How you doing, Tom? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How polite. Thank you for asking. Let me explain how it works. I'm going to set you up in a scenario, and you have controls, Tom, as you would in any first-person shooter game. Let me just run through the controls with you. You can use these controls as we go through the game. Things will pop up, Tom, like in a shoot 'em up, and you need to use the appropriate control. Is that clear?
Yep.
Good, right. Fine. Here's the controls. Run, jump, shoot, don't shoot, boo for being 2 hours late, fight, duck, watch with Dennis Rodman, learn about cooking rhubarb, or snog, marry, avoid. Those are the controls.
Yeah.
Okay, is that clear, Tom? Are you clear on your what you got to do?
Yep, that's fine. Yep.
Okay, here. Let the game begin. You, Tom, aren't a lab technician from Red Hill anymore. You are an elite military commando, Tom, part of an ultra-secret, plausibly deniable black ops unit tasked with infiltrating an abandoned nuclear bunker in deepest Cold War Russia in space. Intelligence suggests, Tom, this is the hiding place of a rogue general who's stolen Moscow and has chained it to a radiator and is threatening to kill it. You must get in, Tom. Rescue Moscow and get out. The general can be taken dead or alive. Along the way, various enemies will pop up. Use your controls wisely, Tom. The door. Okay. The door's open. In front of you stretches a dark corridor. You walk in, senses heightened. Terrorist.
Yeah. Shoot.
It's a good start. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. It'll go quite fast. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Good. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
TV's Jenny Frost.
Watch with Dennis Rodman.
Terrorist. Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Come on, faster. Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Justin
shoot.
Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Boo for being 2 hours late.
Good, yes. Justin. Good, terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Kim Jong-un and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Learn about cooking rhubarb.
Terrorist. Good, terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Greg Wallace from the Great British Food Revival on BBC Two. He's popped up.
Learn about cooking rhubarb.
Good. Terrorist.
Yes.
Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
A plate.
Shoot.
A plate of a l'orange.
Jump.
No, duck. Terrorist.
Oh, sorry.
Terrorist. 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 Van Halen. Van Halen.
Watch with Dennis Rodman.
Oh. Jump. Terrorist. Terrorist. Bonus level.
Shoot. Shoot. Shoot.
Terrorist, terrorist, terrorist,
shoot,
terrorist,
shoot,
terrorist,
shoot,
terrorist,
shoot, shoot,
Bieber,
shoot,
Bieber,
shoot,
Bieber, 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 Bieber,
Bieber,
Kim Jong-un and the Harlem Globetrotters, 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 Kim Jong-un, terrorist, 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 end of bonus level. Jenny Frost.
Snog, marry, avoid.
Good. Terrorist. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist. Justin
shoot.
Bieber.
Boo for being 2 hours late.
Game over. It's a tough one, wasn't it?
Hello?
You did very well, I think. How did you do, Dave? How do we think you did in the...
Not bad, actually. It's not a top score. It's not a top score.
It's not a top score, but he did pretty well, didn't he?
He did.
There.
He did. 23,450.
Congratulations, Tom. You got 23,450 on Call of Duty Black Ops 2 for the radio.
Brilliant.
Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Good morning, XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. It's time then for Matt to very much put himself face down in the vomit-infused pillow that is the showbiz chaff news. Now, this is the part where Matt, who is a trained and professional journalist, has to go against his instincts. And eschew the real news for the chaff rubbish that we don't want. I basically don't know who any of the people involved are, and we do it here to get it out of the way for the rest of the day, really. We just take it from the desks of Heart and Capital, sort of stuff they lead with,
Because they love that sort of stuff over there, don't they? They love this. They love this. What do they love, Matt? What do they love today?
They love talking about Justin Bieber, don't they? They love it.
They love him, don't they?
I'm not even sure if they play him, his music, half of it, but...
I don't really know what one is.
I'm not sure what one is either. I'm pretty sure it's offensive.
Yeah.
Right, and now the tide seems to be turning on this man.
Yeah.
Because recently he's been blazing, hasn't he? And he's been...
he's been on fire.
He's been smoking bifters.
Wow, has he?
Yeah. And he's been going a bit off the rails, hasn't he, Justin Bieber? Now he's taken a leaf out of Axl Rose's book,
right,
and turned up 2 hours late for a gig at the O2 Arena.
Good Lord above, really?
All these parents and their kids were there. They had to get trains home.
No.
He didn't come on stage till 10:30.
Damn you, Bieber.
They booed him. They were booing Bieber.
Boo, Bieber, Boober. Justin Boober.
Boober, Justin Boober.
Justin Boober.
Justin Boober.
If I was writing the headlines, that's what I'd do. Just boob, Justin Boober.
So, yeah.
What's one of his songs? Hang on, that's really Dave. Dave will know.
Dave will know.
Dave knows all about... In fact, Dave, out of interest, because now last night Matt and I were at Suede, weren't we?
Yeah.
Weren't we, Matt? We went to the Suede gig, didn't we? The tiny little Camden barfly.
Amazing, yeah.
Wasn't it good, Matt?
It was very good.
Absolutely amazing. What a front man Brett is. I sort of forgot how good he was.
Yeah.
It was one of the best gigs I've ever seen.
Mm.
And oddly, Dave didn't turn up, did he?
No.
I'm just wondering
if
Dave was across town...
Was he at Bieber?
...watching Justin Bieber? Dave, were you across town at the O2, down at the front of Bieber?
I certainly was not.
Don't believe you, for a start.
His biggest hit is Beauty and the Beats.
Good.
Beauty and the Beats. Justin Beauty and the Beats. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. So big news about Boober today.
Yeah.
The average British woman looks like Christine Bleakley or Natalie Cassidy.
All right, hang on, stop.
While men resemble Ollie Murs.
Hang on,
according
what?
To a new celeb-like app analysis of facial contours.
Right, which is a waste of everyone's time and breath, obviously. But let's just analyse that for a moment. Christine Bleakley, she's the one off The One Show.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Natalie Cassidy,
she...
Remind me.
All I've seen her in recently is the Health Lottery.
Was she in EastEnders?
I sometimes come across that on Channel 5. She used to be in EastEnders.
That's right, that's what I thought.
She was on Celebrity
Big Brother. She looks completely unlike Christine Bleakley.
Yes.
Right? So
what, I think it's like
the average woman is a merge of these two creatures.
Somewhere in the middle of them. But Ollie Murs just looks like every man.
To paraphrase... He doesn't... But Ollie Murs doesn't have a face. To paraphrase Filthy Rich and Cat Flap, remember that.
Nice, good reference.
He hasn't got... He's got a lesser face, more a collage of bogeys and sick. That's what the average British man looks like. So, but to get an average, you need two things, at minimum. But if the average British man looks like Ollie Murs, what's the other one? Ollie Murs and...
The runner-up in the men's list was Dermot O'Leary, and Liverpool captain Stephen Gerrard was third. So, sort of a cross between Murs, O'Leary and Gerrard.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
This is ridiculous, isn't it? I'm not going to give it any more publicity.
What else have you got there? What's that about Bewitched? I want to know about that.
Bewitched have ditched their makeup for a new magazine photo shoot.
In that headline, like in Bewitched, where they replaced the bit with an asterisk,
didn't they?
Like it was a swear.
The asterisk witch.
Have they done that in Ditched as well?
They should have done, shouldn't they? Yeah.
Bewitched.
This is for this big reunion TV show that's happening at the moment.
I don't know what that is either.
There's loads of like boy pop groups from the mid 90s getting back together.
Oh, is it?
I believe five are one of them. I think we've discussed
them
in this section before.
I remember, Bewitched. Bewitched, they ditched their makeup.
Yes,
because
apparently none of them have had cosmetic surgery, because we were all thinking that, but none of them have.
No, but underneath that, they do need to wear it, though, because they are, the three of them, aren't they, in Bewitched, is that right? Yeah, they are the three witches from Macbeth, though, aren't they? That's what they look like.
Pretty much, and all of them look like a cross between Christine Bleakley and Natalie Cassidy.
Except with witch-style warts on their faces and broomsticks. That's the gist of Bewitched.
That's the gist.
G asterisk ST of
T.
Bewitched.
Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And then from 10 tonight, John Kennedy has too much information.
You're listening to Exposure on XFM, and I'm very pleased to say my favourite one-night stand was somebody called Deborah from Croydon, who I jimmy-jammied like a god on the top floor of a hotel in London, which was absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
I got really excited, and there's this really nice video of it that you can check out online.
Whoa! Too much, really.
Breakfast. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
So this is XFM Breakfast. Good morning. I'm John Holmes and I have come down here, as promised, to XFM's under-resourced studio, and it's a bit of an exclusive, this, I think, for XFM. Very pleased to welcome to the under-resourced studio. Very topical this week, Justin Bieber. Oh, Justin Bieber is here. Justin Bieber, welcome. Welcome to XFM. Quite late with your answer there, aren't you, Justin?
John.
I've got a couple of questions for you, Justin. The first one is, many people are saying,
not quite ready yet, actually.
Can you let me know when you're
do
ready?
It in a sec?
No, we haven't got 2 hours. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
What would you say, Justin Bieber, to the accusation that you're a vapid, ultimately empty vessel of disappointing pseudo-music? I'm finished. An arrangement of skin and hair roughly moulded together.
Yeah.
No, still not finished. Into a mechanically reclaimed pop meat patty.
Well.
Are you finished? Finished now. What would you say to that as an accusation?
It's not true. That's what I'd say.
I'll be honest with you, Justin. When I heard that you were late, I was pleased, because the phrase, the late Justin Bieber, sort of makes me feel a bit warm inside, but it turned out not to mean that. All it meant was that you had left some children to cry in a stadium. That's not right, is it? You've made the children cry. How do you feel about that?
Everyone has to make children cry.
No, they don't. It's not the nice thing to do. And you made them cry by...
Pop music's not about being nice, John.
Is it true you were late because you were busy backstage having contempt for your young fans?
It's partly true.
Yeah.
It's not 100% true.
And the other bit was the video games.
I don't play video games.
You're playing a video game now. I'm looking at you and I can hear the music. You're playing Manic Miner, aren't you? You're playing the game Manic Miner. You're not even old enough to know that. It's some sort of retro.
Do you remember this game? Can you help me?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Oh, right. No, hang on. You're on the banyan tree level. So what you need to see where that thing with the face, there's a screw going round.
Yeah.
You need to jump up there. Jump there. Yes, that. No, well, you'll fall off the... Oh, you fell off the end. You've distracted me now with your video game. You made children cry.
What would you have done if you were me then? Come on. What would you have done if you were me in that situation?
Well, I'd have come on stage.
Why? There's no tension. There's no anticipation.
People don't... You're not Guns N' Roses, are you?
I'm sorry, John.
What I would suggest as what's happened this week as well is that the Beliebers, who I believe...
I believe,
thank you, are your fans.
Yes.
I'm going to say that they don't believe anymore. I think they're non-believers now.
No.
I think it's a stupid thing, you know, Beliebers. Who came up with that, really? It's ridiculous.
It works, because my name is Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Belieber?
Bieber. It's wordplay, John.
Do other bands have this kind of... what about One Direction? Do they have them?
Yeah, the Directioners.
A lot of imagination went into that, too.
Yeah.
It's a good job Jake Bugg doesn't have any of them, isn't it? Imagine what they'd be called.
Don't say that.
Because they'd be called...
Don't say that.
Okay. So, Justin, you're going to play a song for us in the XFM studios in session. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play Beauty and a Beat.
Oh, yeah. What instruments are you going to be using this morning? I see you're clutching your rattle there, but I think you brought that with you, don't you? That's your child's toy, isn't it?
Yeah, something to do, isn't it? When I get bored.
And then...
I've got some Tupperware that I found in the cupboard.
Oh, yeah, sandwich boxes.
Does that count as an instrument?
Yeah.
It's in the cupboard, though, so...
You're like a toddler. You could play that. Just bang on it. It's fine.
There's a set of wind chimes.
Yeah, they're in there, yeah.
And a clarinet.
We don't have much. And there is a clarinet. It's broken.
Yeah,
but there is
one broken. But I'll use it anyway.
So live in the XFM under-resourced studio, Justin Bieber. Are you going to start or not? Listen to the poor children. Come on. Don't leave them waiting again.
All right, I'm nearly ready. Okay, hang on. Okay,
of course.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Are you?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Hang on.
You ready now?
Yeah, right.
Good, let's go.
Here we go.
Yeah, JB on a clarinet. Hit the Tupperware now, show you off. Oh yeah. Tonight I wanna show you off. When I'm ready, what you got? A billion could I never bought. Hit the rattle. Yeah. So just forget about the world, we're young tonight. I'm coming for you in about 2 hours. Cause all I need is a beauty and a beat. I make my life complete. It's all about you. When the music makes you move, baby, do it like...
Sorry, hang on, you just stopped the song. What are you doing now? You're playing Manic Miner again. What are you doing?
It's better than I thought it'd be this game, isn't it?
Oh, well, hang on, you jump up there. Jump up there and the thing with the fa- oh.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So that was this week's the least worth bits of this week's programme. We've also got the builders obviously here trying to build up the end of the podcast as well, which apparently, according to our boss, is just disappointing. Yeah. So that's why the builders are in. And to be fair, I don't think it's very fair that the boss said that these aren't the only tools on the podcast. I'm not sure what he actually meant by that.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome. It's Saturday morning. It's very exciting. I'm genuinely pleased to be here. I was quite tired last week, and it was fun last week. But this week, I've got up and I've thought, let's do this. Let's have this. Let's make jokes about Boys to Men and Suede doing crosswords. That's what I've been put on this earth to do. I've had quite a nice week. Did you enjoy the Oscars?
Didn't watch it.
Me neither. but I did. It did, actually. Because I'm yet to be nominated for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a very... Are you an actor?
No.
No, no. As I can see, you can't hide your emotions. your face tells, mate. Your face tells. I've never really been one for winning awards. As in, I haven't won many awards, not as in I've gone, I'm a bit better than this. That's what I say after nominations have come out, and I'm yet again not listed. I've kind of thinking the awards I've won in my life, and the first one, and maybe the last, was I won when I was at school. You know, at school they do like award, they give awards to people.
Kind of end of year stuff.
Well, just to kind of make you feel better as a human being.
Right.
So you'd get, you know, most angry producer. And yeah, well, I've deserved that. I've worked for that hard all year. They had to give awards to all of our class. And I was about 14. So everyone was like, best rugby player, best at maths, all this kind of thing. And I won Good Egg Award. Which basically is going, you're a complete non-event. not even best egg. I think best egg would have been fair enough, but just a good egg. As if there was better eggs. But I'm of a kind of... If it was the championship, I'd be in the playoffs. If it was the egg championship, I'd be a playoff egg. I want people to text in, make me feel better. I want, basically, this week's texter, as we call it in the trade, I want to talk about the most pointless award you or someone you know has won. So, can you beat Good Egg? As we always do, what do we do, Neil?
We twext.
No, we do a league table.
Okay.
We've got such a telepathic understanding, haven't we?
I've been thrown off already.
Like Keegan and Toshak. That's not a topical reference. Text in 83936. That's 83936, so that Neil hears it. 8393. What is it, Neil?
Six.
Yes. Maybe we should do that more. Text in on 8393.
Six.
Or tweet us at XFM.
Music. Music that rocks.